Declan Boyle, Finn Harps returned to action on Friday night after the mid-season break with a fantastic win over Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, it was a great 3 points. After coming off a two-week break and coming into it, and you know, you're playing a local derby and anything can happen, and obviously the lads came back refreshed and high energy and put a really good performance and deservedly won the match 2-0, and obviously a big 3 points bringing into, you know, the first game of I suppose the new half-term season.
And what do you think the difference is? Because it seems to be something that Finn Harps do is come back from the break and play well.
That's a really hard question to know the answer to that one. I mean, obviously Ollie and I will be trying to figure that one out as well. But it just happens sometimes when lads go away from a break from it and they get a chance to I suppose, relax, maybe just stop thinking about football for a week or two and just refresh the mind and the body and come back in with high energy and you're ready to go for, obviously, you know, the second part of the season, and you're ready to go and you're full of energy, and that all helps. And then, and obviously picking up with the Derby one, it's a great start for them, you know, and they'll bring that in, that energy and that confidence that'll give them as well into the match on Monday night against Cork.
So moving ahead and looking at Cork, I suppose there's two ways of looking at this. You can say, look, Cork were well beaten by Derry on Friday. Harps might be able to capitalise on that, but at the same time, you're fighting a wounded animal.
Yeah, there's two ways. You're 100% right on it. I mean, I think that Cork aren't as good as they were last year, obviously, and the results are showing that up. I mean, performance-wise, they're up and down. The last time they played in Finn Park, they scraped away, and Harps played very well, and we're lucky not to get a draw out of the game in the last 4-3. So, I mean, Cork have been consistently up and down. You know, you're hopeful that the home performance and bringing the confidence that the lads would have got from Friday night against Sligo Rovers, and bring that confidence and that same sort of level of performance into the game on Monday, I think that they can definitely turn them over. And it would be great to get back-to-back ones. You know, that's what you want down when you're down in the lower part of the table and you're there beside UCD. You want to be getting 6 points in your two home matches, and I think it's a perfect opportunity to take Cork at home. Obviously, UCD are away to Sligo Rovers as well, so you're looking for Sligo to do you a favour there as well and beat UCD at home as well. So if you can get 3 points against Cork, and give you a great opportunity to put that gap and put 6 points when you and UCD go into the third game.
I suppose then the big side of it down at the end of the bottom of the table is UCD do have those games in hand and superior goal difference, but Finn Harps, they can turn this around. I suppose realistically we're looking at they're fighting for the relegation playoff place. I suppose do you think they can go any higher than that? There's a big gap between them and the next side.
I mean, it's a long way to go, obviously. I mean, a lot of points to play for, and there'll be plenty of ups and turns between now and the end of the season. I think we all probably would have took a playoff position at the start of the season, and I think Ollie and his management team will be looking at that as well and say, okay, listen, where we are, where UCD is, both teams are probably looking at that playoff position, and we would gladly take that where we are. I suppose now you're into the transfer window season, so it depends who recruits well. And obviously UCD have lost a few players, quality players, to Shamrock Rovers as well. So that's what they'll be looking to bring in, a wee bit of quality as well to the scholarship programme. And, you know, it's just probably important now that Harps recruit well as well and bring in a bit of quality, and probably in the top end of the pitch and scoring goals is probably what we need most. So listen, there's a long way to go, a lot of twists and turns. I still believe there's between UCD and obviously Finn Harps for that playoff position. But, you know, what we can do is get, you know, try to get as many ones as possible over a short space of time and bring that confidence, because they're well capable of going and playing against the best and getting good positive results and getting 3 points out of games. And just at times, you know, that we went 5 matches there without a victory, so to get that and get off the perfect start on Friday night so we can bring that energy and say confidence back into Monday night, that'd be great.